And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, good evening and welcome. Michael Savage is off tonight. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation, coming to you from Washington, D.C. And been sitting in for Dr. Savage for the last couple of nights. This is my last night here, as far as I know. I can't see the future, but I can smell it from time to time. I want to start with, it's a difficult decision because old lunch bucket Joe Biden, is a constant source of entertainment and amusement for all of us. He is a heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States. I learned a couple of fun facts about lunch bucket Joe today. He has two special skills, two special talents. The first is that he can actually show all of his teeth at one time. He can stretch his face back, professional politician smile. It's not really a smile, though. It's just kind of a face contortion that he does, and you can see every one of his teeth. It's an extraordinary skill. The second is that he can, and he does this occasionally at parties, he can fit an entire Idaho potato in his mouth. I know it doesn't sound like much, but try it sometime. Most guys can't do that. It's an unusual talent, especially for a politician. Listen, I want to start with Barackus Obamas, the president of the United States, the so-called leader of the free world, the man who's going to save us from, well, rising oceans. He's going to change the climate. He's going to make gas prices higher than ever. And they're on their way. That's one of the methods that the Democrats have for slowing the rise of the oceans and changing the climate. Going to make it so expensive to get in your car that you'll never want to do it again. And we'll be offsetting China and India and their industrial output. That's kind of the plan here. But Barack Obama yesterday, and I played some of the audio last night, Barack Obama yesterday came out and cloaked himself in the first responders from the Washington metropolitan area in their blue uniforms, firefighters and EMTs and police officers. And he stood there and said, these people are going to be fired. They're going to be laid off. They're not going to have a job. They're not going to be able to keep the lights on in their house. Their kids won't be able to go to daycare. They won't be able to get a head start. They're going to live in orange crates from this point on. If the Republicans don't act, and I have nothing to do with it, I'm Barack Obama. Thank you for showing up. And then he went and chipped some golf balls on the South Lawn and called Tiger Woods to refresh himself on a couple of the tips that he got from his latest vacation, his second vacation of the year. And in the meantime, we have this burning fuse here in Washington that they like to call sequestration. You know, like the word sequester. It's not English. It's kind of Washington. I unfortunately speak Washington because I've been here for about 25 years now. And while I understand what they mean, it's designed to ensure that nobody really understands what they mean. They don't really understand what they mean when they say sequestration. But here's what's going on. On the 1st of next month, and it's now the 20th, the 1st of March, beware of the Ides of March, we are expecting this terrible and catastrophic thing to afflict us, this sequestration, as a nation. Barack Obama and the White House came up with this big idea, and they imposed it on Congress. Congress passed it through the Republican House, the Democrat Senate. Barack Obama passed it into law, and that's really the last time he had anything to do with it, as far as he's concerned. And we have this year in the United States of America a budget for the federal government of $3.6 trillion, trillion with a T. We are anticipating that this forced sequestration, these forced cuts that will be spread out across the government, in the Department of Defense taking about half of the cuts, the Pentagon, you know, the military, and the rest going to social and welfare programs, but I repeat myself, and the Democrats and President Obama are pretending that they don't want this to happen. The Republicans at Capitol Hill at this point are kind of saying, well, you know, look, if you're not willing to sit down at the table and actually negotiate some adult resolution to this and other issues that we as a government ought to be dealing with, then let's go off the cliff together, Thelma and Louise style. And the president today, after making his big speech yesterday, did essentially nothing today, the president. He was at the White House. He hung out for a while, didn't have much to do. I think he's probably finishing up with dinner now, going to sleep. I don't think he has much to do tomorrow. He's not really doing anything about it. He is just looking to position himself and his friends in the media are helping so that the Republicans will be the fall guy here. If the Republicans get the blame and we go off this fiscal cliff, then the president and the Democrats will be happy. Now, if he's going to take any of the blame, then it'd be another story altogether. There's a little loophole here that I want to make you aware of. The president has the power, the authority, not only to assassinate U.S. citizens overseas without due process, not only to assassinate U.S. citizens on U.S. soil without due process. He also, believe it or not, in addition to those humble powers, has the power to impose what is called transfer authority. And if President Barack Obama wishes, he may at any time, including tonight, tomorrow morning, next Wednesday, you know, in between skeet shooting and shipping golf balls on the South Lawn, the president could unilaterally, which is the way he likes to do things, simply give the government, give the Defense Department, what they call transfer authority. Now, we're looking at a situation, according to the White House and the Democrats, where 800,000 civilian employees working for the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, and the various military services will be forced to take days off between March 1st and the end of September when the fiscal year ends. They wouldn't work on a normal calendar like from January 1st forward. No, they've come up with their own calendar, their own year, the fiscal year. And the president could see to it that these 800,000 Defense Department employees, for example, would not be, this is what they call it, unpaid leave. They would not be subjected to unpaid leave. Now, this unpaid leave means that each of the 800,000 employees would be compelled to take 22 unpaid days off between now, or March 1st, and the end of the year. There's a certain amount of wiggle room in there, too, because it's the government, so nothing is actually ironclad. So the president could say, well, wait a minute. We don't want to do that. So I will grant the Defense Department transfer authority. That means that the Pentagon, the Defense Department, can take money out of bucket number one. Think of Bozo Circus, Bozo the Clown, and the grand prize game. They could take, and there are piles of money in each of the six buckets, and you win the Schwinn bicycle, and you make if you make it all the way to the end. You can take money out of the budget that they have, like for rodeos and watching meteor showers in Greenland, and you could put it into the operations bucket so that an aircraft carrier group could actually deploy to the Middle East as it was scheduled to do, rather than not deploying to the Middle East, which is what happened in the last couple of weeks. But the president, thus far, is choosing not to exercise that authority to give the Defense Department the ability to do that. In other words, he could alleviate most of the pain. He could make this a lot easier. But the president doesn't want to make it easier. The president doesn't want to alleviate the pain. The president wants it to be bad. There's this audio, I'm going to play some here tonight, where the president is making all these claims where your children are going to starve, and they're going to live in the streets, and there will be no daycare for them. There will be no Head Start for them. There will be no food for them, no medicine for them. Funding will be cut off. He actually said this stuff yesterday. For cancer research, for flu prevention. Right? I mean, all of this, it's like theater of the absurd. Firefighters will be laid off, even though the federal government doesn't pay the salaries of firefighters across the country. Local municipalities do. Police officers will be laid off. They won't be able to respond when you're being robbed by home invaders and the government's taking your guns away. Firefighters will not arrive at your house. He's literally saying all this stuff yesterday, and the vast majority of it is untrue, of course. But you look at all of this pandemonium. This is pure politics, through and through, from top to bottom, from start to finish, any way you want to measure it. It is politics, and what the president is doing is politics. It's not, you know, look, these guys haven't passed a budget in more than what, 3 years? We're coming up on 4 years that the federal government hasn't had a budget. And they're required to pass a budget by law, by the way. And they're in violation of the law for several years now for not doing that. The president hasn't introduced a budget this year. He was supposed to have done that many, many weeks ago, maybe even months ago now. And we're looking at this situation, as absurd as it sounds. And I want to throw a couple of questions at you. I want to let you listen to some of what the president is saying. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE. And I want to let you listen to the President of the United States, who's making a false claim in the first soundbite that I want to play for you. He says that while he's increased the debt by $5.9 trillion since he came in, a world record, he claims that he's reduced the deficit by $2.5 trillion. That's that, like, Harvard Law School math that they're working on there. And it's an outright absurdity, if not an outright lie. And I want you to listen to this. And here's the question that I want to ask you, and it may even be a multi-part question, but humor me here. The fiscal cliff is approaching. Calamity. Lines at airports. Air traffic controllers sent home. The military can't deploy, can't train. Civilians will be furloughed without pay. And on and on. Firefighters won't show up at your house. Federal prosecutors are going to have to let criminals go. He literally said this in his speech yesterday. The FBI is going to have to furlough people. And all of this extraordinary stuff happening that is going to be bad for all of us, terrible and bad for all of us. And here's the question, and this is all in the name of cutting 2.4% out of a $3.6 trillion budget for this year. We're talking about $85 billion. Now, Washington has become kind of Hollywood of the East, but more dramatic and more ridiculous, even, than Alec Baldwin, for example. But I want to let you listen to some audio from the president, and I want to ask you a couple of questions, because I'm in the Washington, D.C., and in the Washington area, a lot of people will be directly affected by this, directly impacted by this. Out in the real world, fewer people will, but many people still will. And I want to ask you, what is the best outcome here for the health and the well-being of the nation? What is the best possible outcome in this latest manufactured calamity that Washington is inflicting upon all of us? And if you are personally going to be affected by this, then I'd like to hear from you so that people out there can hear how you will be personally affected by this. But I want to know what the best possible outcome is for this latest manufactured calamity. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Chris Plant. I'm sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're going to take a quick commercial break here and come back with audio from Barack Obama and sound from you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
KSFO traffic, eastbound 237, first straight crash, 2 right lanes blocked, just the 2 left lanes open. Traffic is backed up from 101. In fact, it's backing up on 2 southbound 101. Southbound 101 also slow from Lawrence Expressway down to Oakland Road. Eastbound 580, Vasco Road had a crash blocking, just been cleared. Traffic is backed up from 1st Street, still bumper to bumper, upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the incline into San Francisco because of an earlier crash. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Fall in love with savings during the Subaru True Love event going on now at Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Carlson has deals you'll love on nearly 200 Subarus, like a new 2013 Forester 2.5X for just $19,490. For more savings, shop online at carlsonsubaru.com. They've been Subaru people for over 30 years. See Carlson Subaru off 101 at Whipple in low overhead, low pressure Redwood City, where the real deals are. Forester number GG438073 at this price. Model DFA 21.
The Radio Power Couple, Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back-to-back weeknights on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, we are back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is your nation's capital, like it or not. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com, take a look at Dr. Savage's latest book, A Time for War, it's about war with China. The future is here. So check in over there. We're talking about the President of the United States, Barack H. Obama II, and his brilliant leadership style and the looming, impending fiscal cliff. America is Thelma and Louise. Barack Obama is at the wheel. And a lot of crazy stuff going on here. They're talking about this dramatic impact that the fiscal cliff, the sequestration, will have on all of us as Americans. If you fly, if you know someone who works for the government, as a contractor for the government, they're going to open up the borders because the Border Patrol won't be able to put people out in the field. The FBI will have to furlough people. The federal courts are going to have to let criminals go. It's going to be like some kind of a third world hell around here. And Barack Obama, it says it's because the evil Republicans in the House of Representatives won't come over to his position and do what he calls compromise. He calls it compromise. Let me play a little bit of audio from the president of the United States, Barack H. Obama, Barackus Obamas, our fearless emperor, from yesterday. This is one where he claims that, we're slashing spending like nobody's business, never mind the deficit behind the curtain.
Over the last few years, both parties have worked together to reduce our deficits by more than $2.5 trillion.
Sure,
than two-thirds of that was through some pretty tough spending cuts. The rest of it was through raising taxes, tax rates on the wealthiest 1% of Americans. And together, when you take the spending cuts and the increased tax rates on the top 1%, it puts us more than halfway towards the goal of $4 trillion in deficit reduction that economists say we need to stabilize our finances.
There were no spending cuts. There were decreases in the rate of increase. That in Washington constitutes spending cuts, at least to the disingenuous. Barackus Obamas from yesterday, it's all Congress's fault.
Now, Congress, back in 2011, also passed a law saying that if both parties couldn't agree on a plan to reach that $4 trillion goal, about $1 trillion of additional arbitrary budget cuts would start to take effect this year. And by the way, the whole design of these arbitrary cuts was to make them so unattractive and unappealing that Democrats and Republicans would actually get together and find a good compromise of sensible cuts, as well as closing tax loopholes and so forth. And so this was all designed to say, we can't do these bad cuts. Let's do something smarter. That was the whole point of this so-called sequestration.
Yeah, and here's what he says. See, he's making it sound like by commission and omission, making it sound like Congress came up with this idea, and in particular, the evil Republicans in Congress came up with this idea, when in reality, Bob Woodward of the Washington Post, among others, who wrote a book on this whole debacle, will tell you in no uncertain terms that it was Barack Obama and the White House that came up with this whole debacle. But he doesn't want to take responsibility for it. He wants to pass the buck. Now we're all going to crash and burn and die, and we'll be back to your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A man on parole for a sex crime in Texas is now behind bars in San Francisco on a rape charge. He's accused of sexually assaulting a woman he encountered near a store on Sutter Street over the weekend. Santa Cruz is offering $12,000 in reward money for help solving various violent crimes in the city. They include a murder, an attempted murder, and an armed robbery, all in a four-day span. A San Jose man has won $1 million in the lottery's scratchers game. He plans to spend some of it on his two daughters and also buy more chickens for his property in unincorporated San Jose. Taking a look at the roadways westbound, upper deck of the Bay Bridge, cantilever section. It's a new crash in the right lane. That's where traffic was slowing already as you head into San Francisco because of earlier problems. Northbound 101, Whipple in Redwood City. It's an accident. It's got the second lane from the left blocked. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Melanie Morgan here with a shout out to you homeowners with a loan greater than $625,000. That's right. I'm talking to you, jumbo loan owners. You've heard interest rates are low. Yeah, yeah. But that means for everybody but us, right? Wrong. My good friend Greg O'Donnell says that's just not fair, and he's here to take care of your jumbo loan financing needs. Is your loan amount more than $625,000? Greg's got jumbo money at less than 3.75%. No cost and no fees. Can't believe your ears. You heard it right. Repeating, Greg O'Donnell has jumbo mortgage loans at 3.75% at no cost and no fees. Finally, somebody's looking out for the big guy. Hey, jumbo loan owners, take it from me, Mel Morgan. Call Greg O'Donnell and his team right now at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or visit him online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.75%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. If you've ever had that petrifying moment where you go to touch your hair and you can't tell if you're touching hair or straw, yeah, that was me about a year ago until I started using the Ovation Cell Therapy three-step process. It took my hair from broken, dry, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier hair all within the first few washes. And it wasn't one of those results I just had to trust. I could see and feel it too. And you can experience the same thing. For example, one of my girlfriends who dyes her hair, curls and straightens it every day, and she hasn't had it trimmed in who knows how long, she started using Ovation, and it looked like she had just left the salon a few days later. All she had to do was go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and she got a special introductory offer. You can do the same. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your introductory discount.
On the next morning show, we'll play Who's the Real Jackass? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on Thirsty Thursday right here, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
All right, this is Chris Plant sitting in tonight for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're talking about what they call sequestration. Another fabricated Washington word to fit the situation without actually being descriptive. But it will, according to the President of the United States, if he does nothing between now and then, cause some pain for an awful lot of people across the country. And I've thrown out a couple of questions for you, and I've asked anyone who might be directly affected by this to call in and explain what this will mean to you. But more generally, if you're not being affected by it, what's the best possible outcome on this? Do you want to see us go off the cliff? What's the best medicine? And are you buying all of this that you're being sold by the people in Washington that we sent here after elections? For the most part, without legitimate explanation. They're talking about a new recession and the unemployment rate going up and all kinds of calamities and catastrophes. Let's go to the telephones now. Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. I'm great. Thanks.
Myself and my wife, we're both federal employees. Mm-hmm. I've been there probably about 9 years. I had 8 years in the military. So I have a total of like 15 years federal service. Mm-hmm. Now, they're talking about furloughing me for up to 30 days over the next few months. And personally, I don't like it. I don't know, nobody else does. And part of my problem is we have all these elected officials. They're making X amount of dollars, and they do one term, and they get a set retirement. Now, I got to pay into my own retirement, and if I leave the federal service, say, tomorrow, well, my retirement stops. But they get one, which that isn't fair in my eyes.
Well, they're corrupt here in Washington.
Well, of course they are. I mean, I have to pay all my medical. They don't. I don't know if this is true. I've heard that if their children go to college, that's tuition-free, and I'm still paying for my wife's college.
Yeah, I don't believe that's true, but and they've also had some of the benefits, many of the benefits, curtailed. It used to be that you do one term as a member of the House of Representatives for 2 years or one term as a senator for 6 years, and the gravy train was there for the rest of your life, and they did scale a lot of that back. But Washington needs it, it's broken in so many ways that we don't have enough time to go into that in a 2 or 3 hour show tonight. But your personal situation, are you a civilian employee of the Department of Defense?
Yes.
You are. In Pennsylvania. And you're a veteran of which service?
Army.
Of the Army. And now you're working, and your wife also works, civilian employee of DOD.
Yes.
So you're basically looking at, in your household, losing, you say, up to 30 days. It's likely, I think, to probably be 22 days, right? Is that what they're telling you?
Yeah, probably okay. Around 22 days, but...
Yeah, about 22 days. So you're still looking at that's a 20% pay cut for you if they take away one day a week for 22 weeks. For that, the rest of the fiscal year, which is the end of September, that's losing. That's a 20% pay cut for you and a 20% pay cut for your wife.
Exactly.
Right. And that's going to be the case with, according to what they're putting out in this town, which you always got to take with a salt lick. That's going to happen with 800,000 people who are civilian employees of the DOD, many of whom are, like you, veterans. Now, you know that the president has the ability to wave his hand, and I don't know if you are aware of this because it's not being widely reported, to wave his hand and allow the Department of Defense to take money out of another bucket where, you know, they pay for the Cowboy Poetry Festival or something with Defense Department funds and to put it in the bucket where they pay you. And he could change all that. But here's the reality, Bob. The president wants it to hurt. And the president wants the Republicans to get the blame. And the Washington Post and the New York Times and Brian Williams at NBC News are all lining up to make sure that even though the president will do nothing to avert the cliff and to keep you from taking and your wife from taking a 20% pay cut, all the president cares about is that the Republicans get the blame. Now, if it looks like he's going to get the blame, then he can wave his hand and make most of the pain go away.
Well, let me ask you this. They're going to do that. They're all fighting about doing this and doing that. Nobody wants to actually do it. Now, are they going to take a 20% pay cut?
Of course not.
No, of course not. I think if they want to start cleaning up the government, I think they should start in their own house instead of hitting all the working people. I mean, I go to work every day. I drive an hour each way. So my 9-hour day is 11 hours a day. Now, if it snows, forget it. That could be 15 hours before I ever get back home. And I'll tell you the truth, I work my butt off. And if I don't work my butt off, I'm not tired when I go home, and I don't feel good about myself. I work very hard for what I do.
I know you do. I used to work in the Pentagon, Bob. I used to be a news guy. I worked, don't hold it against me, I worked for CNN for 17 years. And the last 10 years of that, I was assigned to the Pentagon. My office was in the Pentagon. I worked with, obviously, the military and the civilian components of the Department of Defense for 10 years. And I know that you work hard. I know you do. Trust me on this. And I appreciate the fact that you work hard and your service in the Army. But you know that there are a lot of people out there who are saying, you know, Bob, I'm sorry for you, but our government's out of control, and we can't listen to Bob's story and say, well, okay, but we're not going to cut anything then. We'll just keep our spending levels where they are. We'll keep growing the government every year. And because we don't want anybody, employees of the government, to feel any pain. You understand that there are millions, tens, maybe hundreds of millions of people out there, certainly tens of millions of people, who are saying, you know, Bob, I'm sorry, but, you know, I know it's not your fault, but the government sucks, and it's the government that screwed you, and they're screwing all of us, and we can't just keep saying, yeah, make it bigger, spend more next year, spend the more the year after, add more to the debt, year after year after year. And that's where we are. And every time somebody talks about trying to get our fiscal house in order, the president, in these days at least, Barack Obama, comes out and says, children are going to starve in the street, Bob and his wife are going to pay the price, and really, in the end, the whole point is for the Republicans to take the blame so Barack Obama can win back, and the Democrats win back control of the House of Representatives in 2014, so that they'll have greased the skids for the last 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, so that they can get their radical agenda through. And you are but pawn in Barack Obama's game of life.
Well, I understand all that. But what the people in the whole country need to understand is the government screwed up. Obviously, but it seems like the government is going to single out certain group of people, myself included, that kind of group, where they're just going to take our money. You know, the whole government, the whole country as a whole should just stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough. Start cleaning house where you're at, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, look, Bob, thank you for calling in, my friend. I feel your pain, as another miscreant president used to say. But there are problems, and you say we got a clean house. It's part of, and I don't mean to be ruthless here, it's part of cleaning house. Somebody's got to pay the price here, and you know what, Bob, you're in line, and I feel for you, but these are crazy times. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking the call.
Hey, you bet.
Is bloated and inefficient. They should have no problem cutting 5, 6, 10% out of every budget. I know in our business, when this economy tanked, our actual revenue was down 35%, and we had to sit down, throw everything on the table, go over every line item, look at everything we're spending, and figure out how to stay in business. These guys need to do the exact same thing. This is a bunch of crap.
But, you know, you're absolutely right, and they refuse to do that. And what we're talking about here is cutting 2.4%, and we've seen this coming for years. And the fact is, if the president was a leader instead of a golfer, they could have accomplished this through attrition, through not filling vacancies as people retired from the government and left the government for other reasons. It's 2.4%. Businesses all over America have cut by 2.4% year after year under Barack Obama as the economy is sliding, more people in poverty, fewer people buying products, using services. You know, in the real world, Barack Obama doesn't come from the real world. He was a community organizer. He's never, you know, done anything in the private sector. He's never been in business. The only people he knows in business are billionaires with private jets. And, you know, you're absolutely right. But, Mark, let me ask you about Bob. We just heard from Bob in Pennsylvania. Bob and his wife, you know, he's an Army veteran. He's been working for the government for 9 years. He works hard. I'm sure that he does. What about Bob?
Hey, I appreciate his service, but you know what? He's in the real-world economy where you have to, you're only employed for as long as they need you. And I think that here's a novel idea. Every department head should sit down and take a look and figure out how to cut 10% out of his department. I don't care if it's paper clips or airplanes. They need to figure out how to save 10%. And if you really want to do something cool, give the department head 10% of the savings and watch him get a big fat paycheck and run it like a real business. And guys like Bob will end up with job security because the job they get will be the job they can keep because somebody's operating efficiently.
Business practices in government, what a novel concept. You know, the Reagan administration tried desperately to accomplish that, and the bureaucracy fought back, and in the end, to a very large extent at least, the bureaucracy won. In Washington, D.C., and again, in my time here, I also spent a certain amount of time on Capitol Hill and covering other departments here and there, but mostly the Defense Department. And the Defense Department gets a big piece of the pie. But here's the reality in Washington. it's not only that they don't follow normal business practices, it's that they follow the opposite of normal business practices. Departments, agencies, sub-departments have budgets, all right? And let's say their budget is $100 million. Their goal is to spend that $100 million this year. Otherwise, they'll look at them askance when they do the books, and they'll say, well, you only spent $80 million, so you don't need that much, so we're going to cut your funding. So they go out and they buy truckloads of paper clips just to make sure that their budget for this year gets spent. You know, they send people out to just burn through ammunition. That's why the federal government bought 1.6 billion rounds in the last 10 months. They're going to burn through the ammunition, and they're going to burn through the fuel. They're going to burn through their budget because they have to. It's a requirement in government. It's demented. It's the opposite of what you want them to be doing, but it's what they're doing. And it's the standard practice here and has been for generations now.
I know. I've worked in the public sector. I've worked with the public sector. I've seen it. And the amount of social engineering that's going on just in public contracts for road construction, they got to spend a certain amount of money with certain designated women-owned business, minority-owned businesses, disabled veteran businesses. And these are all legitimate business people. I'm not taking away from them. But they end up paying a premium because they have to do business with that particular type. You start that kind of bloated inefficiency, and you will find these savings. This 2% should be nothing. Every American has figured out how to cut back. We spend less in my home this year than we did last year. We had to trim back the cable package. We had to go out to dinner less, but we had to figure out how to do it. They should be able to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah, Mark, thank you. Thank you, my friend. I mean, that's exactly right. And all of us do it. Businesses do it. The government doesn't do it. And now we've got a situation where, you know, Bob is getting the bad news and his wife getting the bad news, having both of them, their pay cut by 20%. That's huge, a huge impact on them. And it puts all of the rest of us in a position where we've got to say, you know, gosh, it's Bob or the country, you know, sort of, kind of, right? This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-397-7200 for your free quote. Call 1-800-397-7200. That's 1-800-397-7200. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
KSFO traffic, still troubles upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Cantilever section crash in the right lane. Traffic continues heavy into San Francisco because of earlier problems. Eastbound 580 Airway Boulevard, that crash has been moved into the center divide. Southbound 101 Lawrence Expressway, an accident also to the right side with slow traffic continuing down to Oakland Road. Northbound 101 at Whipple Road in Redwood City, second lane from the left, still blocked by a crash. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
When it comes to money, I often find myself lying awake at night, full of questions. Will we have enough in the college fund for the kids? Is this the right time to refinance the house? And what about taxes? Is there more to it than April 15th? More than just all those numbers? With everything we're responsible for, I need to know what those numbers mean. I just want us to be ready for our future. And hers. I wish we knew someone to talk to who we could trust. Someone who would be looking out for us. To help us make sense of all this.
A CPA spends years preparing for moments just like these. When the right tax and financial advice is essential, talk to someone with an unmatched level of knowledge, experience, and education. Talk to a CPA. Visit 360taxes.org for information and to find a CPA in your area. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs Private Companies Practice Section.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Now you can get the investment management services of Edelman Financial completely online. And our account minimum is now just $5,000. Our award-winning financial planning firm has been providing advice and investment management services for 25 years. And now it's easier than ever for you. And it's your choice. You can work with the advisors in our local office or get our investment management services quickly and easily online at rickedelman.com. Either way, you'll get access to the highly diversified portfolio that's right for you, encompassing the global financial marketplace. Plus, you'll get our daily strategic rebalancing review, designed to help lower your investment risks and improve your returns. Visit Edelman online at rickedelman.com or talk with an Edelman advisor at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBV. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Grab your sea legs for an exciting visit to Aquarium of the Bay at Fisherman's Wharf. See sharks, jellies, rays, and hundreds more. SweetJack.com's nabbed half off.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, this is Chris Plant in for Michael Savage tonight on the Savage Nation. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about sequestration, a new word that we've all been asked to adopt. I'd like to recommend that you go to michaelsavage.com, take a look at, among other things, a lot of stories, a lot of great news you want to share with your friends there. And Michael Savage's book, A Time for War, about war with China. The future is uncertain not only here but everywhere. I think all of us feel that in our gut. We know that we're living in bad times. Those of us that are old enough to remember Jimmy Carter and his glorious presidency feel like we're reliving it only on crack. And now we're talking about this calamity that the government has scheduled for us because of their own reckless and irresponsible behavior, and it's all about the blame game, gang. That's about all there is to it. You know, all these terrible things are going to happen. The president assures us he doesn't apparently plan on doing anything about it. His objective is to make sure that the other guy, the Republicans, get the blame, because he doesn't care whether Bob and his wife take a 20% hit. I can assure you he cares not. He cares that he'll be able to score the political points on, you know, Bob's hard times. No, there are more people living in poverty now than at any other time in American history. That's a fact. There are more people on food stamps than at any time in American history. More people on Social Security disability than at any time in American history. We have an aging population that is going to become more and more dependent on fewer and fewer people who are paying into the system. Young people, people under 30, are completely scrod, and for some reason they've been tricked into voting for Barack Obama overwhelmingly the second time around. We've got real calamities ahead, and we have no real leadership at all. The president gave this phony baloney sort of speech yesterday, where he warned us all of the coming inferno. And today, what did he do about it? Did he do something about jobs? Did he do something about the economy? Did he do something about Bob and his wife? No. Short answer, no. Let me go to the phones. I'm asking a series of questions of you here, and you can address any of them. I mean, are you buying it? What's really going on here? And what's the best possible outcome? And then, you know, like the old movie, what about Bob? Let's go to Peter, listening on WABC in New York. Peter, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Hi, thank you. Basically, what needs to be done, as you said, is what gets done in the private sector. You review all the programs, and we know that the government has a multitude of programs that are either inefficient, defunct, or worse. And they need to weed them out. Obama's not going to do it, and we need to get Republicans who have some spine and backbone to do it. And that's the only way, and they may have to go through sequestration first. And they really, the biggest part of sequestration, anyone who's looked at it in detail, as I'm sure you're aware, the biggest cut is in the defense area, because that's where the Democrats and Obama want to cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all correct. Yeah, I mean that's one of their goals. They're holding hostages here, and the hostages that they're holding are in the Defense Department and our troops in harm's way, and here in the United States and in other non-hostile locations around the world. They've already cut back on deployments of an aircraft carrier battle group that was scheduled to go to the Middle East, to the Persian Gulf, that is staying home, at least for the time being. They're holding 800,000 civilians, including Bob and his wife, hostage. Barack Obama is. He knows that he can wave his hand and make this go away for them, but he's not going to do it. We have a very corrupt Fourth Estate, a very corrupt news media that is allowing the false message to be communicated out to the American people because they're part of the Democrat Party in effect. And I speak with some authority on this, having spent 17 years in the so-called mainstream news media myself. I'm a third-generation media person. I've got two brothers that are in the news business. One's an anchorman. One is a senior producer, a network news producer in New York. And a stepfather in the business. Going back to my grandfather coming home from World War I, my family's in the business. And it is the media that is not only allowing but participating in the communication of false information to the American people. And we are having the situation misrepresented to all of us in most extraordinary ways. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage. All right, we are back. It is hour number two. This is Chris Plant coming to you from Washington, D.C., sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Michael Savage taking the night off. Go to michaelsavage.com. If you go to michaelsavage.com today, Michael Savage's book for sale on michaelsavage.com, A Time for War. Is China Already at War with the U.S.? And there's a lot of great stuff on here, actually. Jesse Jackson Jr., big fun. Almost hilarious, you know, in its own special way. CARE, you know, our good friends at the Council on American Islamic Relations, want to prosecute Americans who insult Islam. Got to love those guys. And in Egypt, continuing with the theme, the Muslim Brotherhood, who we were assured by the Obama administration and the New York Times were just like the Kiwanis Club. You know, they're like the Knights of Columbus when they took over, remember? They're just a charitable group that had nothing to do with assassinating Anwar Sadat or anything. Now they're looking to ban the sale of alcohol in Egypt. More progress being made over there. Because really, the problem in Egypt has always been the Irish, you know? Boy, if there just wasn't that alcohol consumption, there wouldn't be exploding jihadis all over the place. That's the issue. The problem's not the Muslim Brotherhood. It's bottles of Bud Light. I think everyone knows that. Plain for all to see. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. We're talking about the so-called fiscal cliff sequestration and the horror show that our nation will allegedly become if those darn pesky Republicans don't come around to Barack Obama's way of thinking and raise taxes on the evil rich, which is apparently the program for the President of the United States. You know, we did just raise taxes last month. $600 billion in tax increases on the top 0.7% of American earners because, as we know, that's where all the money is, and we've got to just take all that away, and then we can pay for a little Timmy's Head Start program, and air traffic controllers will be paid and then go to work. 747s won't be crashing into one another in the air over your house and killing your elderly mother who retired into your garage apartment. The Justice Department won't have to allow criminals to run free, as President Obama said yesterday. They would. And he literally said that federal prosecutors are just going to have to let criminals go and have to let them go wild. It's amazing stuff. Do you have clip number 9? Can we run clip number 9 from Barack Obama's yesterday speaking at the White House? Here it is. It is like the Armageddon, as the Wall Street Journal calls it today. Wall Street Journal. Headline, President Armageddon. It's a...
Congress allows the...
That's right. Go ahead. Hit that, Barack Obama.
This meat cleaver approach to take place. It will jeopardize our military readiness. It will eviscerate job-creating investments in education and energy and medical research. It won't consider whether we're cutting some bloated program that has outlived its usefulness or a vital service that Americans depend on every single day. It doesn't make those distinctions. Emergency responders, like the ones who are here today, their ability to help communities respond to and recover from disasters will be degraded. Border Patrol agents will see their hours reduced. FBI agents will be furloughed. Federal prosecutors will have to close cases and let criminals go.
It's going to be like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Your children are going to be tied to the front of school buses, strapped to the grills, and used as human sacrifices because the darn Republicans won't raise taxes again. And here's the phony, you know, he pretends that they've cut spending. They haven't cut spending. Here's the phony thing. It's, you know, just raise taxes on the evil rich by $600 billion. $600 billion doesn't make a dent in Barack Obama's overspending habits. And now they've come back. And you remember just last month when they had this hard-fought battle in Washington, D.C. with all the drama and intrigue. And the president said that he wanted to raise the tax rates on the evil rich. And the Republicans said, no, let's just close loopholes. Let's keep the rates the same. That doesn't help. We'll close loopholes. This affects only the wealthy, and they'll pay more in taxes, but it's a smarter approach. And the White House insisted, no, we must raise taxes. We must raise rates. So the White House won. The Republicans capitulated. They lost. They raised rates. We raised rates as a nation of people. Now the president's come back and said, okay, now it's time to close those loopholes that you guys were advocating. But at the time, of course, president knows it, it was either or. It was one or the other. Now they're like, no, it's time to raise taxes on evil rich again because we've got more stuff that we want to pay for. And they funnel it, of course, to organizations that funnel money back to Democrats, like the teachers unions and public sector unions and so on. And it's a you scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of situation with the Democrats. And it's what do we used to call this? Corrupt. I think that's the word. It's corruption. It is Chicago style. And I'm from Chicago, and I've got corrupt cousins and stuff that work for the Chicago machine. It's Chicago-style corruption brought to a national scale. Our president. Did you vote for him? You must be so happy. Let's go to the phones. We're talking about Bob and his wife. We're talking about what the best possible outcome is here and whether you're buying all this stuff. Let's go to, is it Rosemary in Pennsylvania? Rosemary, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage.
Thank you, Mr. Plant, for taking my call.
You bet.
I just want to say, I don't understand how any of these people can believe this man. It's all lies. Everything he's been doing has been lies and corruption. The dictator still wants that office, doesn't he? And that's what he's going for. Can you repeal that law that they passed to limit two terms to a president? Of course they can. If he gets all the Democrats in the House and the Senate come 2014, and that's just what he's going for, is to become a dictator, just like the dictator he is right now. I cannot believe that people aren't seeing this.
Well, of course, in order to accomplish that, to get rid of the two-term limit on the presidency, you'd have to amend the Constitution, which means that it'd have to go to the states, and the states would have to, the state houses, legislatures, would have to sign off on amending the Constitution, and you got to get two-thirds of the states in order to accomplish that. Now, that said, they believe that what they're doing and what they are setting out to do is to demolish, to destroy the Republican Party, to pit one element of the Republican Party against another element of the Republican Party, and it's working to much too great an extent, if you ask me, and in all too many areas. But, Barack Obama, I don't think he even likes being president. They'll just replace him with another like-minded individual, another Saul Alinsky-ite, like Barack Obama is, like Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton is. And they'll continue with this fol-de-rol. Barack Obama, you know, he doesn't work when he's, when he's president now, when he doesn't put in a real day's work. He's goes on vacation more than the average retired person, and he doesn't work when he's at the White House. I mean, his schedule is like the schedule of a homeless person, but a little less involved. I mean, it's amazing what he doesn't do as president of the United States. I'm not worried about, undoing the two-term limit on the president of the United States. But what I am worried about is that he's going to be able to, through the use of the media and corrupting the message, convince enough Americans to give the Democrats control of the House of Representatives in 2014. They'd take over in January of 2015, and then he'd have open running room to get his radical agenda through. And he has already said that his goal is the fundamental transformation of America. And I'd like to point out that no member of the press, and I mean no member of the press, has asked him what he meant by the fundamental transformation of America. From what to what? And I've been fond of saying for quite some time now that you don't want to fundamentally transform something, Rosemary, that you like. You know, if your husband came home and said, you know, Rosemary, I love you, but you're going to have to undergo a fundamental transformation. Otherwise, you know, this isn't going to work out. That wouldn't be a good sign. It wouldn't be an indication that your husband was deeply and profoundly in love with you. If I went home to my favorite girl, with whom I, cohabitate in sin, and I said, you know, darling, you're wonderful, but it's time for a fundamental transformation of you. That would be greeted, I think, unfavorably, to say the least. And when Barack Obama says that the United States of America needs to be fundamentally transformed, I'd like to know from what to what. And I can assure you, if you believe that something needs to be fundamentally transformed, whether it's your kitchen or your husband, it's because you don't like your kitchen or your husband. And it's a pretty clear indicator that Barack Obama doesn't like the United States of America that he inherited. Poor fella, inheriting the United States of America the way that he did. Poor, poor Barack Obama. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes. minutes. And through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Hey, look, I have some great news, Americans. If you're determined to do your best and start 2013 on the right foot, first you need to go and look your best. If you have stained and yellow teeth, that could be an embarrassment, especially during job interviews or at a business meeting. And like you, thousands have tried whitening toothpaste, and they just don't make those ugly stains go away. Strips, they're messy. They're painful with sensitivity. That's why I recommend Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades whiter in 7 days. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding caps, and crowns. Call right now and receive it for 50% off the normal price. Dial 1-800-976-5403. Write it down. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your beautiful teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs risk-free today. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403. For a whiter
Ever had
smile.
Your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We're well into 2013, and the economic policies are what they are. The big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Thursday, February 28th at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Thursday, February 28th, 7 o'clock at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. That's at don'tinvestandforget.com. Here's the number to call, free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305.
On the next morning show, we'll play Who's the Real Jackass? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on Thirsty Thursday right here, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
All right. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, coming to you from Washington, D.C. and the studios of WMAL. Go to michaelsavage.com. Have you been there yet? Why have you not been there yet? Have you bought a copy of Michael Savage's novel, A Time for War, about China and our preparedness for war with China? Is China already at war with the U.S.? Fun story on, calling for the beheading of those who insult Islam here in the United States.
Laura Bush, Dick Cheney, and Colin Powell on the $1 million pro-gay marriage campaign. An unexpected story, to be sure. One of my favorite stories that's floating around out there right now is the big diamond heist right out of a Hollywood screenplay. In Brussels, Belgium, a group of eight guys in police-looking vehicles, in police-looking uniforms, made their way onto the tarmac where a flight was taking off after having been loaded up with more than $50 million in diamonds. And these robbers, it's like a scene from Goodfellas or something, show up with what they're describing as AK-47-like weapons, find the pilot of the airplane walking around the exterior of the airplane doing the final inspection before taking off in a few minutes. An armored car just arrived, offloaded these bags of diamonds. The thieves knew exactly when the plane was going to be, where the plane was, what their eight-minute window was. After the armored car dropped off the diamonds and before the plane started moving, they held the crew at bay, spoke very calmly and politely. Not a shot was fired. No one was so much as whacked over the head. They grabbed bags and bags of diamonds, estimated at least $50 million, and left a number of bags there, apparently because they had to keep to their timetable, because they saw Point Break. They saw that, you know, Bodie screwed up by staying in the bank for too long. So they grabbed what they could in the time that they had, undoubtedly had a stopwatch running, left some behind. They absconded, darted away. Yeah, absconded, yeah. Darted away off the tarmac, got away apparently clean. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's standing around like, what up with that? The passengers were deplaned, as they say. And take them off the plane. They deplaned. Do you decar? Do you de-boat? No, but you do deplane. I don't understand. So more than $50 million. The flight was headed for Zurich in Switzerland. And, bam, they're out of there. Police say they're hoping that somebody will start squawking. They're undoubtedly putting the screws to everybody that works for the airline and at the airport because it looks like they had plenty of inside information on when certain things were going to happen. But it's right out of a Hollywood screenplay. And just talking during the break, and I say, is it wrong to admire these guys a little bit at least? And when we're talking about Barack Obama and sequestration and a $3.6 trillion budget and $85 billion being cut, representing only 2.4% in the budget. Is it wrong to admire these guys just a little bit? I mean, they got away clean. Nobody got hurt. No skin off anybody's nose. The insurance company's going to eat it, presumably. And these guys, where are they? In Saint-Tropez, they split up and went to eight different communities along the Mediterranean coast, and they're, having a nice fish dinner tonight. Sell one diamond a month for the rest of their lives. It's I don't want to endorse felony robbery or anything like that, but when you pull one off like this, it's kind of neat. It's like these guys last week, I guess it was, less than 2 weeks ago in New York, that went into the lobby of the Four Seasons Hotel on East 57th Street, did a little smash and grab on a jewelry store display there and made off with more than $1 million in diamonds, ran down the stairs to an awaiting car, bam, they're out of there. And, of course, the lobby is covered with security cameras, but it turns out that the security cameras aren't, for the most part, working. They don't work. So they got away clean. That was not as stylish as this one. And $50 million, it's something out of a Cary Grant movie. So that's big fun. I don't think it's wrong to admire them, just a little. And speaking of thieves, let's go back to Washington, D.C. now, where our elected leaders make these guys look like panhandlers. So are you buying it? What's the best possible outcome here? I mean, at this point, I'm so sick of this whole thing that I'm kind of like, step on the gas, boys. Let's go. Let's see what happens. Let's see if all of the talk of Armageddon is really going to happen. Or if 2.4% of spending is really going to cause this kind of a calamity. I mean, they've got to use this spending like it's a pressure point, like, you know, Eric Von Zippa putting his finger to his forehead and paralyzing him. Because if 2.4% of the budget is responsible for all of these different functions of government, you know, then what's the other 97.6% of the spending doing? That's what I want to know. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mark, listening on KLIF in Dallas, Texas. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Hey, Chris. Thanks very much for being the conservative voice that you are up there in the Washington area and supporting such great stations as KLIF and Dr. Savage. You really appreciate that.
You know what? I wasn't watching the clock closely enough, Mark. Can I ask you to hold on through the commercial and we'll come right back to you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 for the simple truth. I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Houck, Star Talk 560 KSFO. Sonoma County Sheriff's investigators believe the man arrested in connection with the three murders in Forestville may have had accomplices. They posted photos of the men and the truck they were driving the day before the murders. A Peninsula man has dropped a lawsuit against his son's school for punishment he got for cheating. The dad says it was too difficult to prove that the penalty for cheating was hurting his son's chances of getting into a good college. And a Hayward woman has pleaded guilty to filing claims for tax refunds in other people's names. She allegedly offered one person a TV set to lie to agents for her. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 237 Fair Oaks Avenue crash pushed off to the right side. Eastbound 580 Airway Boulevard, that accident also moved to the right shoulder. And still a little bit of slow traffic still on the Nimitz northbound 880 as you make your way Union City into Hayward. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
If you want to see Melanie's bashed up Melmobile, all you have to do is go to KSFO.com and click the morning show blog.
Yes!
And I went ahead and I did a little altercation to the car that Melanie is driving today. All we can say is we made a Prius patriotic and conservative.
Maybe a Prius with a Reagan bumper sticker.
There you go.
Jig him up.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
On the next morning show, we'll play Who's the Real Jackass? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on Thursday, right here, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Now, Republicans in Congress face a simple choice. Are they willing to compromise to protect vital investments in education and health care and national security and all the jobs that depend on them? Or would they rather put hundreds of thousands of jobs and our entire economy at risk just to protect a few special interest tax loopholes that benefit only the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations? That's the choice. Are you willing to see a bunch of first responders lose their job because you want to protect some special interest tax loophole? Are you willing to have teachers laid off or kids not have access to Head Start? Or
I hate kids.
Deeper cuts in student loan programs just because you want to protect a special tax interest loophole that the vast majority of Americans don't benefit from? That's the choice. Yeah. That's the question.
That's it. That's the choice. That's the question. That's the President of the United States. That's class warfare. That's, classic sort of European socialist rhetoric. And by the way, the federal government, as I'm sure all of you know, doesn't pay the salaries of firefighters, doesn't pay the salaries of teachers. He's using them as human shields. He's using them as straw men. He's using them to, get the sympathy hump out of everybody here. And it's just, it is wackadoodle-doo from start to finish. It is fundamentally dishonest in so many different ways. The anti-corporate, anti-capitalist Barack Obama, what more need be said? And it's all fake, using children, using teachers, using firefighters, and juxtaposing those to the evil rich and corporations. We have the highest corporate tax rates in the world now. And what's his plan? His plan is to raise taxes and to redistribute more you remember him saying, I believe in redistribution. Oh, I believe in redistribution. He believes in redistribution. Just don't call him a socialist. You can call him a redistributionist, I guess. But, if you asked him now if he believes in redistribution, he'd give you a 400-word answer that would take 8.5 minutes and no reporter would interrupt him, and it wouldn't mean anything. And you'd end up saying, what is he talking about? Where did we go? How did we veer off course here? Don't forget to go to michaelsavage.com. A great story there tonight about inmates in prison collecting unemployment. That's another thing we got to pay for. This is why we got to raise taxes on evil rich, why we got to raise corporate taxes. And of course, no taxes will be raised on you, except for the 21 taxes in Obamacare and the IRS penalties in Obamacare and on it goes. Amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mark in Dallas on KLIF. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Chris, thanks very much. I'm a veteran that is now working just the last 3 years for the federal government. While in the military, one of the hallmarks of leadership, as I'm sure that you would well know, is to follow me, do as I do, not just as I say. Since we have 500-plus individuals that are occupying these so-called leadership positions of this country up there, I was putting a little pencil to paper, and at $175,000 a year, conservatively, for all of the congressmen, you multiply that, their salaries alone, not including the expenses that we cover, is some $93 million. So if we cut 20% like they want to cut us, That would be close to $19 million if they could return. If Obama cut one day a week, that would be 20% of 400,000. So there's another 80,000. That's one good civil service job. That would be one good example. And I think our own GAO has written in its report, and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, that there's at least $125 billion that has been reported by the executive branch's own offices in fraud, waste, and abuse. Why would you not start with cutting that?
Well, they love waste, fraud, and abuse. They major in waste, fraud, and abuse. Waste, fraud, and abuse is what the Democratic Party is about. That's what Chicago politics is about. That's why, you know, Jesse Jackson Jr. is going to prison, where they're going to have like a big party with all the Democrats that are in the state prison for corruption. And there's a busload of them down there already. Not just Blagojevich, but practically every governor of Illinois goes to prison. And, you know, Barack Obama, before it's all over, may end up sharing a space with his old pals there. Look, these guys don't want to stop waste, fraud, and abuse, Mark. They honestly wallow. They live on waste, fraud, and abuse. We've been talking about waste, fraud, and abuse at least since Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. And somehow there's still just all this waste, fraud, and abuse. And look, naturally there's going to be some of that going on when you're spreading around $3.6 trillion over the course of a year. But this isn't about doing the right thing. That's the problem we have here. This is about self-serving, self-centered, self-interested, selfish gang of politicians whose self-important goals, and they do have an agenda, make no mistake about it, are using a compliant cooperative media to misrepresent their actual goals to the American people. But this isn't about getting our fiscal house in order. If they wanted to get our fiscal house in order, then the Obama White House wouldn't have made a TV commercial showing Paul Ryan throwing a woman in a wheelchair off of a cliff when he suggested that we do something to stabilize Social Security and Medicare. These guys are not serious. They're clowns. They're running a television show. And they're the sons and daughters of the revolution of 1917 and the descendants of Saul Alinsky. And they are manipulating public opinion and public thought with long-term plans in mind. And the long-term plans are to have one party supremacy in the United States of America so they can advance the radical left-wing agenda that they were all indoctrinated to in various institutions of higher education around the United States of America. I mean, really, that sadly and horrifically is the truth.
At this point in time, the words to describe all this insanity have completely escaped me. I can't think of any more words to describe this, what's going on. It's just insane.
It is. And we have a Republican Party that couldn't put a message together to save their lives. I mean, it is just amazing to me that that the Republican Party can't make the case against Barack Obama. I mean, you have to do it against the objections of the news media. I know that. I understand all of that. But, you know, I'm in this game every day in Washington, D.C., and we have a Republican Party that is essentially utterly impotent. We need some sort of political Viagra for them in order to get them jump-started here. Mark, thank you very much, my friend. I salute you for your service. Let's go to Alex in San Francisco, listening on KSFO. Alex, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Hey, the only way that the Republicans are going to come out of this unscathed for this next election is for them just to, you know, post their own budget with all of the cuts that they are talking about and go along with whatever the Democrats in Congress come up with in the Senate. Give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. You know, what's going to happen when we go into these deficits? Our dollar is going to be further devalued. We're going to have more problems with employment. Lots of other companies are going to start laying off people. So let them do it. Let them do it.
You know,
because what else are you going to do? You're going to be an obstructionist and the media is going to paint you that way. There's no way for them to be constructive in their position right now.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the suicide option, isn't it? That is the, okay, let's go off the cliff. Let's crash and burn. And here's the other thing, because these guys on the left, I mean, they're set for life. All of them are millionaires. John Kerry and, you know, Hillary, Diane, Rod M. Clinton and Barack Obama. You know, they're all obviously about their own power and government power, and it's party before country in every instance and all of that. But if you want that to happen, why not just give up? Why not just roll up the tents on the Republican Party and go home, give it to the Democrats, let them destroy the country, bankrupt us? The Cloward and Piven strategy will be successfully implemented, and then we'll begin a new era starting over again with the bees.
No, we're talking about one election cycle here. We're talking about a little less than 2 years, and this is the only way they're going to come out of this unscathed. Otherwise, if they continue to do this, they are going to get hit so hard at the next election because, like you said, the media is going to totally paint this as their fault. There is no win in this situation. What they do is they draw up their own budget, publish it in the New York Times or whatever with all the cuts that they want and say, you know what, since this isn't going to happen, we'll let the Democrats hang themselves.
Yeah, you know that the Republicans have passed a budget every year out of the House of Representatives and moved it over to the Senate, and Harry Reid has buried it in the bottom drawer of one of his many desks and simply not taken it up. And that's fine with the Washington Post and with ABC News. The news media doesn't have any problem with the Democrats doing nothing. They call the Republicans a do-nothing Congress, and it's, in fact, the Republicans have passed, 19 or 21 pieces of legislation having to do with jobs and employment, and the leadership in the Senate, Harry Reid and the Democrats, have buried it. The president hasn't presented a budget that's been taken even marginally seriously, even by Democrats, essentially since he became president of the United States, and our corrupt news media is fine with that. If we go into a total free fall economically, and you know, it's inevitable almost at this point, Alex, as I think you'd probably agree, that we are going to find ourselves in that situation sooner or later. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. And, you know, the big plan, the big scheme is that the Democrats will come out the good guys smelling like a rose when they're the ones driving the train.
Not if it's their policies that cause us to further escalate over this cliff.
Now, one of the things, and look, I've made the same argument, Alex. I've said, you know, the worst thing you could do to Barack Obama, and this is actually true, is give him what he wants. The worst thing you could do to the Democrats is to give them exactly what they're asking for. Okay, let's raise taxes again. All right, and then we're done raising taxes. The Democrats will come back, and you know what they're going to ask for? They're going to ask for another tax increase. And then they're going to, okay, let's give them that tax increase. Let's increase taxes and increase taxes, and we will strangle the life out of the economy, suck the lifeblood out of the free market. We'll gobble up a greater and greater percentage of the gross domestic product. We're now at 24 to 25%. During the Clinton era, we were at 18% of GDP, the federal government gobbling up 18% of GDP. They keep growing the size of government, growing the percentage of the GDP that they're consuming in their blast furnace here in Washington, D.C., and it doesn't get any better. Now, in the end, we're all going to pay the price. We know what's coming. We know it's a Greece-style implosion. But from what I can tell, it's actually what the Democrats want. If this is not what they want, why would they be doing what they're doing?
Well, one more election cycle, or actually one more fiscal year budget, that's enough rope for them to hang themselves. They can't spin it if we're not obstructing and they're the one making policy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I understand what you're saying, sort of stepping out of the way and letting them go off the cliff. If you can be sure that they will take the fall, and it's, you know, it gets a little bit complicated there. But, sir, I mean, this guy is, they used to call President Reagan the Teflon president. You know, President Reagan was a shag rug compared to this guy. This guy is, just greased grease. It's not the country, but just grease on grease. The press corps is a Praetorian guard rather than a fourth estate. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation tonight. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Also, going forward, we've got audio from John Kerry, our new Secretary of Defense. Absolutely amazing stuff. Talking about global warming from the State Department and sequestration, no less, and some other amazing stuff from our brilliant government leaders.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Here's a thought. Why not get a jump on your spring cleaning, starting with your closet? And while you're at it, do something good for your community by donating your gently used clothes, shoes, books, and household items to your East Bay Goodwill stores. Did you know that the proceeds support local job training and placement programs? It's true. Support your East Bay Goodwill stores, who in turn do great things in your community. For locations and information, visit eastbaygoodwill.org. That's eastbaygoodwill.org.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation, too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
Hi, I'm Fabio Giotta from Café Trieste. There's nothing like a fresh cup of espresso made the right way. After almost 6 decades of our family serving some of the finest coffee on the planet, I can confidently say I know great coffee. It takes careful selection of the best beans, lovingly roasted and blended, and a quality espresso machine handled by a knowledgeable barista. That's why when one of our Café Trieste locations needed a new paint job, we called Armstrong. It's about using quality paint, proper preparation and tools, and most importantly, a dedicated and knowledgeable painter. There was no question about who to call. It was Armstrong. Café Trieste and Armstrong have been around a long time, and that says something. So if you want to taste the ultimate cup of coffee, stop by one of our Northern California Café Trieste locations. And if you want the ultimate paint job, call Armstrong. You know the number.
Not all paint is created equal. With Armstrong's private labeled titanium acrylic coating systems, you can paint year-round. Call today from any area code for your free estimate.
Phone 37s and 1234.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Sean Hannity.
This is a critical time where we are beginning to see the great difference, and we know we're right.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, this is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage tonight on the Savage Nation. go to the website for the love of Mike. There is a book that you must have, A Time for War. Is China Already at War with the U.S. by Michael Savage? A novel, and there is a there are a lot of great stories on here, actually. I'm leafing through some of the... another great one. I was just talking about inmates in prison receiving unemployment benefits. I mean, look, hey, they don't have a job. They are unemployed. So let's... I'm shaking my head here. Let's, you know, let's give them a little unemployment. We gotta fund them. They're in prison, you know. And there's another great story on here that kind of dovetails nicely. One of my favorite Islamists, this one in London, an absolute crazy genocidal anti-Semite, anti-Western fanatic by the name of Anjem Chowdhury, who has provided me with hours of entertainment. And he is calling on Muslims in Great Britain to milk the welfare system, and talks about how the great Islamic leaders throughout history haven't really worked. Kind of like Barack Obama, come to think of it. And he recommends that people milk the welfare system in Great Britain in an effort to expedite the collapse of the economy and of Great Britain, which is part of a long-term plan to spread the Islamization of the West, because he's waging jihad by relatively, comparatively nonviolent means. But this is an amazing one. And I was looking at this, and it kind of, there are parallels. Delete kind of. There are direct parallels between what Anjem Chowdhury, this radical Islamist, is proposing in Great Britain and what the left is doing in the United States of America to accelerate the implosion of the United States of America economically. And it's what he's just a little more honest about it, Anjem Chowdhury. So that's on the website there. An amazing story out of the Los Angeles Times today. The headline is lawsuit filed to end yoga instruction in Encinitas schools. A civil rights lawsuit was filed Wednesday aimed at stopping the teaching of yoga in Encinitas public schools on the grounds that yoga, see if you can guess, represents religious indoctrination. Having the program in the 9 schools of the K-6 district, quote, represents a serious breach of the public trust, end quote, and a violation of state law that prohibits religious instruction in public schools, said Dean Broyles, attorney for the Escondido-based National Center for Law and Policy. I'm sure they consider themselves to be do-gooders. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of a couple with 2 children in the district. It seeks to have the courts block the program, which began last fall. Students receive 2 30-minute yoga sessions each week under the program, which is supported by a $533,000 grant from a local studio that teaches Ashtanga yoga. Tim Baird, superintendent of the Encinitas Union School District, said that he was disappointed that a lawsuit had been filed. Officials believe the program is worthwhile, does not represent religious indoctrination, he said. We're not teaching religion. We're not instructing anyone in religious dogma. Yoga is very mainstream. This is classic California, isn't it? First of all, I don't think 5-year-olds really need yoga. I'm just, you know, just saying. You know, maybe they should be out playing dodgeball. Oh, wait a minute. They banned that. How about kickball? I think they banned. Have they banned playgrounds altogether? Rubberized playgrounds, the kids going around in helmets with elbow pads and stuff. Wow. The parents of 30 children have opted to not have their children participate. Mm-mm-mm. The district, Baird said, is already negotiating to renew the grant from the Joyce Foundation, J-O-I-S Foundation, which is supported by hedge fund billionaire Paul Tudor Jones II and his wife Sonia. Well, he's a billionaire. It's got to be bad. The lawsuit filed in San Diego County Superior Court does not seek damages, but asks that the court order a halt to the yoga program. Yoga, the lawsuit asserts, quote, is inherently and pervasively religious, having its roots firmly planted in Hindu, Buddhist, Taoist, and Western metaphysical religious beliefs and practices. All right. Yeah, there you go. That should be wiped out. I think people should go to prison for that, don't you? How dare you teach stretching to children? This is liberalism. And Jesse Jackson Jr. is on his way to the Slammer, which is entertaining, if nothing else. This is Chris Plant sitting in tonight on the Savage Nation for Michael Savage. Going forward, hour number three tonight, I have this amazing audio that's almost impossible to leave from our new Secretary of Defense, Lurch. You know, the guy, Mr. Secretary, why the long face? You know, the guy with the $8 million handcrafted wooden yacht that he had made in New Zealand with non-union labor. I think he sails it to the State Department every day. They've got a special parking space for him. He's talking about global warming and sequestration. That's what he's doing. And other government officials with absolutely amazing things to say. Coming up in Hour 3, I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
No, I think it's true. I believe it's true. Joe Biden can fit an entire Idaho potato in his mouth. Oh, are we live? Oh, we're back. Okay. We're back. Yes. What were you talking about? Yes. Joe Biden and potato. Mr. Potato Head, sometimes his friends call him. All right, this is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Hour number three tonight, and there's a great deal of audio that we want to get to in this hour from Barack Obama's top picks for the top cabinet posts in the government of the United States of America in 2013. New video has surfaced of Chuck Hagel, the former Republican senator and former Republican from the state of Nebraska, who is Barack Obama's number one pick to become the Secretary of Defense, the head of the entire Department of Defense, of all of the military services, of the largest single budget in the United States government. Chuck Hagel was picked not to be the Secretary of the Department of Interior or the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, but the head of the Department of Defense. And this new video that has surfaced of Chuck Hagel from 2007, where Chuck Hagel was giving a speech, may provide us with a little bit of insight as to what Chuck Hagel thinks about the United States of America. The fact that this guy called himself a Republican at any point in time is a little bit hard to believe. But he did, and he was elected that way. It is Nebraska, so he must have felt compelled to call himself a Republican, even though he didn't really feel like a Republican on the inside, if you know what I mean. And I want to get into a couple of these sound bites from Chuck Hagel that have just surfaced, and John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, the man with enough forehead for four heads, and something that he said, a couple of things that he said in his first speech as the Secretary of State. Now, again, these two people, these two white men, are Barack Obama's picks to head up the two most critical departments in the United States government. Generally, the number one cabinet post is considered to be the Secretary of State, to be the lead diplomat and head up the State Department, be in charge of all our diplomatic missions, which are occasionally overrun by Al-Qaeda. But, you know, why does that matter? And the Department of Defense, which is your fallback when the Department of State fails. The two most important cabinet posts. And when you listen to what these people have to say, I want you to listen, and then I want you to tell me how this reflects on Barack Obama, what these comments by Barack Obama's top picks for the cabinet tell us about Barack Obama and about the Democrats in 2013. You know, the Democrats love to use this term that I consider to be extremely condescending. The term is teachable moment, all right? And it's extraordinarily condescending in almost every application. But the fact that Barack Obama chose Chuck Hagel with all of the things that he has said and done in the past, and the fact that he chose John Kerry with the positions that he has held and continues to hold, these picks tell us a lot about Barack Obama and tell us a lot about the Democrats of 2013. I want you to tell me what sort of a statement these people make about Barack Obama and the Democrats of the modern age. Again, Chuck Hagel from 2007. If we go with clip number one, guys, Chuck Hagel, this speech just surfaced.
None of us in public office today, the administration, Congress, our presidential candidates, are fulfilling the requirements of leadership at a crossroads time in history. nor are we absorbing the enormity of the time in which we are living. Neither Republican or Democratic presidential candidates are speaking to the great challenges of our time, in particular Iran, with depth, strategic thinking, and wise words. We are captive to the lowest common denominator of who can talk the toughest, who's the meanest cowboy on the block. That kind of rhetoric, political as it may be, will only drive the world further away from America and deepen a world crisis that we may not be able to recover from.
There you go, 2007. We're at war in Iraq. We have just completed, essentially, the successful implementation of General David Petraeus's counterinsurgency strategy, part of which was the surge, which was opposed by most Democrats, including Barackus Obamas, who then imposed a very similar surge with the same general, David Petraeus, in Afghanistan. You know, no problem with being consistent or anything like that. Iran was sending forces into Iraq to target and assassinate, murder American troops. Iran not at war with the United States. The United States not at war with Iran. The Islamic Revolution that was born of a war crime, the overtaking of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran on November 4th of 1979, the taking of American hostages, violation of every known protocol. And here's Chuck Hagel when they were knowing that Iran was responsible for a terrorist attack on U.S. airmen in Saudi Arabia and the Khobar Towers attack and other terrorist attacks against the United States and other allies of the United States, an Islamic revolution that has called for the elimination of the State of Israel, used to be an ally of the United States before Barack Obama came along, and the leading state sponsor of terrorism on the planet Earth. And here's Chuck Hagel making the argument in the context of the Iraq war, Iranian forces coming in, the Revolutionary Guard, and targeting and killing American troops. And he's making the argument that we shouldn't talk tough, that, you know, we're the toughest cowboy on the block, and that doesn't put us in good stead with the rest of the world, whoever that is. I'm scratching my head at this and thinking, really, he's in the context of 2007, he is, it sounds cowardly. Let's be perfectly blunt about it. It sounds wimpy. It sounds weak. It sounds pathetic. And again, let's say he chose Hagel to be the Secretary of State. You could argue that it sounds very diplomatic. You know, Barack Obama was going to extend an open hand, and the Islamic world was going to unclench its fist. That, of course, didn't happen, but never mind all that. Because, you see, Barack Obama assumed and believed that the problem was the United States of America and not Iran, not the Islamic Revolution, not the rise of Islamism, which is decidedly anti-Western, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, anti-anything that's not fundamental Islam. And here's Chuck Hagel making sounds that, well, that don't sound, first of all, like even a Secretary of State, but you might be able to make the argument that maybe it could sound diplomatic. It certainly doesn't sound like the person that you'd pick, or that I'd pick, certainly, to become the Secretary of Defense and head up the Defense Department of the United States. But it gets even worse from there. In clip number two, here's Chuck Hagel from 2007.
At times, the debate is astoundingly uninformed. Before it is over, the American people will be subjected to nearly 2 years of a media circus surrounding our presidential election, where the candidates are reduced to a verbal ping-pong volley on the great issues of the day. Rather than acting like a nation riddled with the insecurities of a schoolyard bully, we ought to carry ourselves with the confidence that should come from the dignity of our heritage, from the experience of our history, and from the strength of our humanity, not from the power of our military.
He likes the cut of his jib. The insecurities, I assume he's referring to perhaps, I don't know, maybe he's suffering from a minute appendage syndrome or something along those lines. The insecurities of a schoolyard bully is the way that he describes the United States of America, his own country, in a time of war in Iraq, where Iran is crossing the border and waging war, a covert war against our troops, killing and maiming our troops, providing IEDs to radical Islamic organizations, including Al-Qaeda affiliates, if not Al-Qaeda Central, and killing and maiming American troops. And here he is calling us the schoolyard bully. This in World War II would have been considered to be treasonous, of course, but now, you know, if you use the word treason, you're considered to be an outrageous mongrel of some kind. And this is just extraordinary. He's talking about our military strength. We are the schoolyard bully, the United States of America. We should carry ourselves with confidence, walk softly, and carry a big stick. I remember Joe Biden assured us that Barack Obama has a big stick. You know, he said it twice. I can assure you, Barack has a big stick. I locker room towel snapping with Rahm Emanuel and Anthony Weiner. I'm just guessing. I don't know for sure. But here's the guy that Barack Obama has picked to become our Secretary of Defense, not Secretary of State. And by the way, it turns out that Chuck Hagel has his papers are being kept in a university archive in Nebraska, and reporters have asked for access to his archives, which would be filled with little ditties like this gem. And Hagel is denying access, in the name of transparency, no doubt, to the archives having to do with him as a senator and a public servant. Now, is America the schoolyard bully? Was it legitimate to call America the schoolyard bully, acting out of our insecurities and not with the securities of a nation that has an actual big stick? I'm not sure what it is that Chuck Hagel was looking for from the United States. And John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, chosen by Barack Obama, also gave his first speech as the Secretary of State. And I'm going to play that audio for you when we come back from a quick break here. And I want you to answer this question for me. What do the statements by Barack Obama's two top cabinet picks tell us or reveal about Barack Obama himself and the Democrats of 2013? This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation at 855-400-SAVAGE. And don't forget to get to michaelsavage.com.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-397-7200 for your free quote. Call 1-800-397-7200. That's 1-800-397-7200. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646 for the simple truth. I'm Michael Savage.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We're well into 2013 and the economic policies are what they are. And the big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Thursday, February 28th at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Thursday, February 28th, 7 o'clock at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. That's at don'tinvestandforget.com. Here's the number to call, free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305. 728305.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Call 888-759-6299. That's 888-759-6299. 888-759-6299. Call now.
It just keeps getting better. Ovation Cell Therapy is helping hundreds of thousands of people feel better about their hair every day.
I absolutely love Ovation Cell Therapy. My damaged hair has been repaired, and it feels so much thicker and stronger. Thanks, Ovation, for such a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help reduce breakage and hair loss caused by chemicals, heat styling, extensions, and overprocessing, restoring your hair to a healthier, shinier, more manageable appearance.
I am so impressed with the Ovation products. This is the only system that actually works as advertised.
Ovation Cell Therapy is safe, effective, and very easy to use. Ovation is guaranteed to grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast, or you get your money back.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Ovation Cell Therapy. You can't go wrong. It's guaranteed.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hawk Talk 560, KSFO.
I came here purposely to underscore that in today's global world, there is no longer anything foreign about foreign policy.
More than
ever before, the decisions that we make from the safety of our shores don't just ripple outward. They also create a current right here in America. How we conduct our foreign policy matters more than ever before to our everyday lives.
That's why we have a genius like you filling the pumps of Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, the greatest dang Secretary of State any country ever had. There's nothing foreign about foreign policy. Wow, that's good. So it's ripples in the water and all that good stuff. John Kerry, there are so many reasons to admire Secretary of State John Kerry. It would be difficult to enumerate them all here this evening. One of my favorites is his yacht, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, his very large $7 or $8 million sailing yacht, which he had handcrafted in New Zealand by undoubtedly endangered wood by non-union labor, brought to the United States of America, but not parked near his multi-million-dollar Beacon Hill mansion in Boston, Massachusetts, where he often resides. Although I think they have seven homes, he and his wife, the widow of his former colleague, Senator Hines. And so he took his $7 million yacht, and instead of parking it in Boston Harbor near his multi-million dollar mansion, a little aside about his multi-million dollar mansion, they had a fire hydrant in front of their mansion, but they decided on Beacon Hill, but they decided that it was taking up what could be a parking space. So they had the fire hydrant moved. That's actually a true story. And he took his $7, $8 million yacht, and instead of parking it in Massachusetts, he parked it in nearby Rhode Island. Why would he do that, you might ask? It's further away. Well, they can just take the jet down there anytime, or the limos. The reason is it would have cost him $500,000 more in taxes to keep it in his own crazy liberal state of Massachusetts than it cost him to park it in Rhode Island. So they moved it next door to Rhode Island in order to evade $500,000 in taxes. This is a non-issue at the New York Times and the Boston Globe, I can assure you. And foreign policy is not foreign anymore. That's what he wants you to know. And here he comes now. This is at the University of Virginia today, which we keep in the Commonwealth of Virginia, founded by Thomas Jefferson. Thank you very much. And he, in giving this speech, just amazing, he actually stopped in the middle of the speech. There was someone doing sign language for the crowd because, you know, whatever. And he stopped in the middle of a sentence to thank our signers, because he's sensitive. He's sensitive to that. And here he is talking about, he's the Secretary of State, and he's prattling on about foreign policy not being foreign. And then he gets into the politics of the day, the Congress, and sequestration. John Kerry today at University of Virginia.
Now, I'm particularly aware that in many ways the greatest challenge to America's foreign policy today is in the hands not of diplomats,
no,
but of policymakers in
policy.
Congress. It is often said that we cannot be strong at home if we're not strong in the world. But in these days of a looming budget sequester that everyone actually wants to avoid, we can't
or
be
most
strong in the world unless we are strong at home. My credibility as a diplomat working to help other countries create order is strongest when America at last puts its own fiscal house in order. And that has to be now.
That has to be now. He's pounding his fist. Oh, how forceful. How impressive. That has to be our fiscal house. Now, he's the Secretary of State. What is he getting involved in the politics of the day for? The reason is he's just another left-wing hack. Now, here it gets even better. And this is they're just part of the team. They just need to wreck the place. And so they're all putting their shoulder behind the wheel. Now, listen to this. Here he comes. He's apparently the Secretary of Weather. Here's John Kerry talking about, from the perspective of the Secretary of State, about the climate and how the State Department is now the Department of Climate.
We, as a nation, must have the foresight and the courage to make the investments necessary to safeguard the most sacred trust we keep for our children and our grandchildren, and that is an environment not ravaged by rising seas, deadly superstorms, devastating droughts, and the other hallmarks of a dramatically changing climate. President Obama is committed to moving forward on that, and so am I, and so must you be ready to join us in that effort.
And so must you be ready to join us before the decade is out. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. What does all of this tell us about Barack Obama's decision-making and what he's looking for in his senior cabinet officers?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, on Talk 560 KSFO. The city of Oakland has freed up more money to continue paying the CHP to patrol city streets for another 60 days. The patrols are seen as a temporary fix until new recruits graduate from the Oakland Police Academy. A man on parole for a sex crime in Texas is now behind bars in San Francisco on a rape charge. He's accused of sexually assaulting a woman he encountered near a store on Sutter Street over the weekend. And the CHP says child safety seats saved the lives of two young kids during a crash on Highway 101 in San Rafael. A father and the kids suffered only minor injuries when their SUV went off the road and down the embankment. Taking a look at traffic right now, northbound 101 Alexander Avenue off-ramp looks like four cars involved in a crash should be off to the right shoulder. And eastbound 80 at Highway 505 getting first reports of a stalled car. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP. Because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
On the next morning show, we'll play Who's the Real Jackass? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on Thirsty Thursday right here, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
And we have returned. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And I would like to recommend that you go to michaelsavage.com and pick up a copy of Time for War or a dozen. Give them to all your pals. A novel about war with China, question mark. A great read, and also all kinds of great other related to what we're talking about here today and other wackiness around the world. Stories on michaelsavage.com. We're talking about Barack Obama's judgment in the final analysis and his decision to choose Chuck Hagel, who is known for well, saying less than positive things about the United States of America, and in particular, in 2007, now this newly emerged videotape of then Senator Hagel not speaking well of the United States of America at this very critical time in 2007. No wonder he found himself in good with the Democrats. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And the question that I've thrown out is, what does this tell you about Barack Obama and the Democrats 2013 and what they think of the United States of America? And what Barack Obama keeps in mind and takes into account when he's deciding who's going to fill his most important cabinet posts at the State Department and the Defense Department. Here we've got Senator Chuck Hagel, who is famous for being at least borderline anti-Semitic over the course of the years, of being insulting to American Jews, the Israeli lobby, which he likes to call the Jewish lobby, to the State of Israel, sucking up to and apologizing to Iran while they were actively killing American troops in Iraq, the country next door, and calling us the schoolyard bully and talking about how we act like insecure schoolyard bullies. Pretty amazing rhetoric coming from a United States senator, pretty amazing coming from a Republican, and then to have a president of the United States say, I like the cut of that guy's jib. That's the guy I'm going to pick to head up the Department of Defense, no less. I mean, a vitally important post in any administration. And when you've got someone with a history of using rhetoric like Chuck Hagel, you've got to wonder what's going on behind Barack Obama's eyes. What are the squirrels in his head telling him when he decides to pick Chuck Hagel as the Secretary of Defense? And then we've got long face Kerry here. And we know that he's a New England liberal. We know that. We know that he's just another hack politician who has bluffed his way to where that he is, to where he is, that he's married his way into huge sums, hundreds of millions of dollars, by the way. And, of course, this is a non-issue with any Democrat, as we well know. If Mitt Romney is going to be discussed, of course, it's all about his wealth, which he earned. And John Kerry inherited first a great deal of money, then married into a great deal of money. Then that marriage went by the boards. And then he married the widow of Senator John Hines of Pennsylvania, who was killed tragically in a plane crash. And he marries the widow. It's the Hines, ketchup, but it's not just ketchup anymore. They are foodies, and they own an empire of food production. And John Kerry, and I don't necessarily begrudge him that either, but these hypocrites with their $8 million yachts that they don't even have American made, that they park in the state next door to evade $500,000 in taxes when they bring their big yachts in. And we live in a world where a Mormon missionary by the name of Willard Mitt Romney is a bad guy and is demonized for actually making his own money. Extraordinary, isn't it? Whereas Senator Jay Rockefeller, Democrat Jay Rockefeller, he's actually John D. Rockefeller IV, a senator from West Virginia, a state in which he never lived, but Democrats just go where the jobs are when it comes to elected political office. And the Kennedy family, whose fortune was made of organized crime from the father of John F. and Robert and Ted Kennedy, like Mitt Romney, then you're a bad guy. You're a demon. And we have a Secretary of State who comes out and in his first public speech, now his first public event was calling around to other counterparts, secretaries of state, foreign ministers around the world, after North Korea detonated a nuclear weapon a couple of weeks ago. John Kerry called his counterpart, the foreign minister of Russia, I almost called it the Soviet Union, Sergei Lavrov. He's an old Soviet guy working for Putin, who's an old Soviet guy, KGB and Stasi. And he wanted to rally some support. So he called his counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Moscow, and it took him 6 days to get a call back. Lavrov was probably off shooting skeet or something, maybe golfing with the Russian Tiger Woods. doesn't even get a callback. Not only does he not get a callback within hours, not only does the foreign minister not take his call when the Secretary of State of the United States calls, that's the kind of, you know, relationship that the United States has with Russia now. We're the punk. They're the badass on the block. And they'll call when they're damn good and ready. So Sergei Lavrov took his time and 6 days later finally got back to John Kerry, our esteemed and respected Secretary of State. This is ridiculous. It is a slap in the face with a fish that the United States got from Russia, that John Kerry got from the Russian foreign minister. And there's no cooperation, no working together on anything. We're the junior partner. We're the punk in the relationship. We're walking around in cell block D, and John Kerry's got his hand in the back pocket of Sergei Lavrov because he's hitting this administration for their utter incompetence. Hillary Clinton and her reset button with the Russians, which actually said overcharge. She gave them an overcharge button. That was an amusing thing. And now the Secretary of State, after that inauspicious beginning, gives a speech at the University of Virginia, and he talks about what? Foreign relations? Foreign relations are not foreign anymore. That's really great. That's good stuff. This is like college-level speech effication that we're watching here. And then he gets into sequestration, which is domestic political stuff. You know, what will erode our political influence around the world is having an impotent and hobbled economy, which it appears the Democrats are deliberately driving us toward, and that's something worth taking into account. And then he gets into, as the Secretary of State, the climate, the weather, seriously? And the answer is yes, seriously, because I put a question mark on seriously there. Yes, the answer is seriously. He's talking about the climate and foreign policy not being foreign anymore, and his credibility as Secretary of State depending on the fiscal health of this country when he just signed on with President Barack Hussein Obama, who has added $5.9 trillion to our debt with no end in sight, who is setting up this phony debate over the fiscal cliff for purely and entirely political reasons and self-serving reasons. And John Kerry, our Secretary of State, is making this argument. Now, there's something else that he could have talked about today that would have been a little more substantive, and we're not getting it from CBS News or from the Washington Post or the New York Times, but the Times of India has a headline today, U.S. issues worldwide caution to its citizens of terror threats. What? What's this? The dateline is Washington. The authors are from the Times of India, not the Times of New York or London. And it reads, the United States has issued a worldwide travel alert to its citizens, including South Asia. You know, they want to localize the story out of the Times of India, where it said terrorist outfits like Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is the Indian radical Islamic terrorist group that murdered lots of people at the hotels in India a couple of years ago. And they say U.S. citizens are reminded to maintain a high level of vigilance and to take appropriate steps to increase their security awareness, the State Department said yesterday, noting that current information suggests that Al-Qaeda, its affiliate organizations, and other terrorist outfits continue to plan terrorist attacks against U.S. interests in multiple regions, including Europe, Asia, Africa, the Middle East. Is there someplace else? I guess Antarctica and South America appear to be safe if you're planning vacations for later this year. The State Department said these attacks may employ a wide variety of tactics, including suicide operations, assassinations, kidnappings, hijackings, and bombings. It said extremists, that's a euphemism for radical Islamists who gargle in the blood of innocents after they slither out of pits from a medieval hell, said extremists may elect to use conventional or non-conventional weapons, and target both official and private interests. Examples of such targets include high-profile sporting events, residential areas, business offices, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, schools, public areas, not leaving much out here, and other tourist destinations in both the United States, here domestically, and abroad, where the country's citizens gather in large numbers, including during holidays, the State Department said. Now, that's what came out on the day or the day before our Secretary of State delivered his first speech as our Secretary of State. And did he talk about the threat from radicalism? Did he talk about a worldwide warning that went out? Did he talk about what's going on in the Islamic world across North Africa in the Maghreb? Did he talk about, probably not, of course not, Benghazi and our consulate being overrun there, our diplomatic facility being overrun by Al-Qaeda Central on September 11th and the ensuing cover-up? No, he didn't talk about that. Did he talk about the Muslim Brotherhood taking over in Egypt and now discussing banning alcohol? Because they want to bring Sharia law, not just Egypt, but across North Africa, the Middle East, South Asia, and beyond, eventually the United States of America. I can assure you there are forces at work attempting to do precisely that. And no, the answer is no. He didn't discuss any of that. None of that. Did he discuss threats to Americans and what the United States is doing about it? No, he didn't. Did he discuss our weakening military posture around the world? No, he didn't. Did he discuss our weakening diplomatic posture around the world? No, he didn't. Our weakening economic posture? He made reference to it, but only in the context of domestic politics. This is our new Secretary of State, ladies and gentlemen, and what it says about Barack Obama, what these two choices say about Barack Obama, and about Democrats in 2012, is that they like you more if you don't like the United States of America, in the case of Chuck Hagel. If you are first through the door to criticize the United States of America, if you are eager to criticize the United States of America in a time of war, if you're eager to kowtow to American enemies who are targeting and killing American troops in a country where Iran was not at war, if the choice of Chuck Hagel tells us anything about Barack Obama, it's that he likes to surround himself with people who don't really like the United States of America, and that reflects on Barack Obama. Choosing John Kerry, who is a second-rate, let's face it, stuffed shirt of a political hack with something of a phony, although you get credit for going to Vietnam, something of a phony war record in Vietnam. And he has his Secretary of State out talking about the climate and the food fight going on in Washington, D.C. over Barack Obama's manufactured crisis of the fiscal cliff. It means that we have unserious people leading the United States government who have an agenda that comes ahead of the ship of state and of the Department of Defense. I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
The best damn morning show, period.
Lou was in the room when Obama was being briefed on the Benghazi consulate attack. He refuses to say who's delivering the briefing. We're talking about the security of the United States of America. Barry Bonds could easily go to jail because of steroid use. And we're talking about people who are screwing the United States of America, and there are four dead Americans. That's the big difference here.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. Or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Sean Hannity.
At some point, America's going to come calling for conservative answers because they are the only ones that will work.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Fall in love with savings during the Subaru True Love event going on now at Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Carlson has deals you'll love on nearly 200 Subarus, like a new 2013 Forester 2.5X for just $19,490. For more savings, shop online at CarlsonSubaru.com. They've been Subaru people for over 30 years. See Carlson Subaru off 101 at Whipple in low overhead, low pressure Redwood City, where the real deals are. Forester number DG438073 at this price. Model DFA 21.
Now, call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
On the next morning show, we'll play Who's the Real Jackass? Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green on Thirsty Thursday right here, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
We as a nation must have the foresight and the courage to make the investments necessary to safeguard the most sacred trust we keep for our children and our grandchildren. And that is an environment not ravaged by rising seas, deadly superstorms, devastating droughts, and the other hallmarks of a dramatically changing climate. President Obama is committed to moving forward on that, and so am I, and so must you be ready to join us in that effort.
Now, what does that have to do with diplomacy and foreign policy, I'm wondering? Is he the Secretary of State or a shaman for the Cherokee Nation, like Elizabeth Warren with her high cheekbones? I find this whole line to be extraordinary, while, of course, completely ignoring the fact that we have become the sort of punk non-superpower of the world under this administration. And this is why, quite honestly, we've got Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton going around with her, you know, Office Depot reset button that says overcharge on it, embarrassing herself and the rest of us in Russia. We've got the Russian foreign minister that doesn't call us back, and he's talking about rising sea levels from the State Department. Honestly, truly extraordinary stuff. Let's go to the telephones. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation tonight. Let's go to Ernest on line six. Ernest, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage.
Yeah, Chris, this is, I was just thinking about, you asked why he appointed Kerry. He got Kerry into it and the Department of Defense or the other person.
Yeah, Chuck Hagel, yep.
These are guys that he can control, and he has full access to them. And if something goes wrong, then he can wash his hands of it and say they caused it.
You know, you're very right about that, as a matter of fact. And Chuck Hagel, during his confirmation hearing, actually admitted, he said, look, you know, I'm going to be the Secretary of Defense, but I'm not really going to be in a position to be making a lot of decisions. He conceded openly, like, you know, like we live in a third world dictatorship, that Barack Obama and the White House were going to be making the decisions, and he's just kind of there to rubber stamp things like an apparatchik working for the Politburo. And he indicated that he feels that he's going to essentially be powerless as the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America, which is pretty amazing, I've got to say. And he's, you know, he's called a Republican for political purposes. And when you want to gut the Defense Department, which Democrats always want to do, then it's good to put a Republican, a phony baloney, really a liberal, really a Democrat, phony Republican in there, so he can look like he's bipartisan. Remember that? All that stuff the press was peddling about Abraham Lincoln and the presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin and her book, Team of Rivals, about Abraham Lincoln and how it made Obama look like he was reaching across the aisle and he was Lincoln-esque and he was, going to be a great president like Lincoln because he put stuffed shirt, phony Republican rhinos in positions on his cabinet. And Bill Clinton did the same thing by putting a Maine Republican, William Sebastian Cohen, in at the Defense Department. And that guy spent more time combing his hair than he did dealing with the Defense Department. He wanted it for his resume more than anything else. And this is kind of the same thing all over again. And it's true also of John Kerry, who is not a strong leader. He's, you know, the press loves him because he's a New England liberal. And he looks like a carved, you know, chunk of wood. And he's a phony, you know, a phony Republican. So a phony Democrat in the case of John Kerry. So that's how this goes. It's like the Politburo around here these days. I'm almost embarrassed to be an American, and they're working on making sure that I'm embarrassed completely. Before they get done with us, we're not going to recognize this country because Barack Obama wants to fundamentally transform it. Listen, I'm Chris Plant, coming to you from WMAL in Washington, D.C., sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And I got to wrap it up here, guys. Been here for the last three nights. I want to thank Michael Savage. I also want to thank Doug and Neil in San Francisco for all the help the last three nights. It's been a lot of fun. 9 p.m. to midnight East Coast time. I'm on WMAL from 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday.
Savage. The best damn morning show, period.
Lou was in the room when Obama was being briefed on the Benghazi consulate attack. He refuses to say who's delivering the briefing. We're talking about the security of the United States of America. Barry Bonds could easily go to jail because of steroid use. And we're talking about people who are screwing the United States of America. And there are four dead Americans. That's the big difference here. We